Is it a robot? Robot or not?
Now, look who
dog.
He is. Oh, it's a dog walking by the house and barking.
Oh.
I thought about bringing her upstairs. But I figured, she'll just sleep behind me. She'll be fine. But now there's dogs outside, and we just have to wait for this to pass.
That's fine. I don't get to hear dog barking because my dog doesn't bark.
Yeah, we don't have that problem.
No.
All right, I'm going to try to calm her down. Can't tell if she's done. Or
nope.
If she's, nope. All right, I'm going to try to bring her upstairs. I'll be right back.
Okay.
One thing you learn with a dog that barks is exactly how often at all hours of the night people are walking in front of your house.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know it until you had a dog that barks anytime someone walks in front of your house. Take the dog out, especially when she's waking up, like 3:30 in the morning. Dog's got to go out. You go outside. Just as you step out the door, a jogger passes in front of your house. And you're like, and then that happens 3 days in a row. And you're like, how many joggers are going by my house that any random time I wake up between like midnight and 4 a.m., just I stumble out of the house, and at that moment, a couple is walking down the street. A jogger is going by. Someone is out. Like, who are these people? Where are they going, and what are they doing? There must be so many of them for me to hit them, like, multiple days in a row.
I had my little camera pointed too close to the street, and it was firing off when people were walking by, and I had to, like, lower it down, so it's just, like, if you're in the driveway, it sees you, but otherwise it doesn't, because there's too many people out there.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going or what they're doing, and why are you jogging at 3:30 in the morning? Seriously, why?
Yeah.
I mean, people who work the night shift or the... I don't know.
I don't know. Very early. I don't know.
Anyway, she's upstairs now.
Robot or not.